We called up two more people to talk a little bit about endings. First, Curtis Sittenfeld. She wrote the novel American Wife. And get this, our show, Day to Day, pops up on page 490.
The reason is, actually, I've worked as a journalist, not like a hard-hitting journalist, but I have, you know, written plenty of articles, and, you know, my first job out of college was as a reporter. And so I definitely try to be factually accurate as much as possible. And at one point, the main character, Alice, is in Chicago during the afternoon, and she's riding in a limo. It's sort of a secret trip, but she hears this father of a soldier who died in Iraq being interviewed on NPR. And so I looked, I literally thought, okay, what time is it? What show would be on NPR? And it was you guys. And so I thought, okay, that's perfect. So
I hate to break it to you, but we were never on in Chicago.
You weren't?
No. The station there didn't air our show.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. And I pride myself on my totally incorrect factual accuracy. Well,
okay, so it's never too late to rewrite, I guess. Her advice to us, write your own ending, because
you have to just trust yourself and write what you think should be written, because it's your book. What choice do you have?
I love that. But as we know, often the choice to end it is someone else's. Jason Kadams is the executive producer of Friday Night Lights. For the last 3 years, that show about a high school football team in Texas has faced cancellation because although it has a rabid fan base, the ratings, they're only so-so. So how does he write an ending without knowing the show's fate?
In one way, you want to give a sense of resolution. I think, you know, we owe that to the fans of the show. We owe it to ourselves. But on the other hand, we don't want to, you know, write the show in such a way that we're finishing the show.
Mm-hmm.
We want there to be a sense of there's more to come.
Maybe, I don't know, what ending would you craft for us? Do you believe in Hail Marys? I mean, it is a football show.
You know, my suggestion is just show up to work next week and just keep doing it and see if anybody stops you.
I think they might because the show ends on Friday.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what if you just kept doing it?
Oh.
You know, to me, that is the answer is, you know, you have something great and you just try to figure out a way to keep doing it.
You ready for it one last time?
I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.
Day to Day was a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com.
Yeah!